Hello. This is Lynn. I guess it's okay. All right, then.
Yep, you're good to go now.
All right, thanks. It's still not moving, though.
The recorder's moving.
Okay.
Yep, I see the recorder moving.
All right. Okay.
I'll turn you on and make sure I can hear you.
All right, let me get my guest back.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, okay.
Bye.
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 Thank you. Go ahead and call me back. They got it fixed.
Oh, okay.
Call me back.
Talk to you in a minute here.
All right. Hello, this is Linda Sims here on WGH Talk. The name of the show is called A Voice of a People. Thank you for tuning in, and welcome back to the second part of our program. We have some technical difficulties here, and we know that that is always the case on the radio, but thank you for staying with me. And if it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And those of you who have faithfully followed me, thank you for your committed love and support. And I consider that love, because to be with me like 7 or 8, 9 years, great. My call is coming in right now. Okay. Hello, Jeff?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling back. Even though we've had these technical difficulties, thank you so much. They got the board up and running. So, where did we leave off?
I think we were talking about the Ukraine, but I think we pretty much talked it out.
Right, since we
can't... Let me see if I can adjust the volume on this thing.
Okay. You know what? It depends on what type of phone you have, to what type of reception you receive. Because some people call and they have no problem. So I don't know what it is. It's probably the different type of telephones that people have. But I'm speaking with Jeff Porter. He is the author of a book titled Expressions of the Last Days. And Jeff has been with us for basically, 8 years now? So...
Yeah.
He's like one of the crew here at WWGH, and we are so fortunate to have him be with us. So he is considered our doomsday prophet, and he has shared a lot of his experiences, being in the armed forces, being an unbeliever in Christ, and atheist. That's the name, proper name, atheist. And how God has really turned his life around and changed him around. And not only that, Jeff has been through a lot of sicknesses here lately. And I know he's not first to that, and nor am I, because I'm just now getting over a cold myself that I really didn't want. But Jeff, we're glad that you are back on your feet now and doing okay. And then you told me that you had a car accident as well, right? Hello? Did you put me on mute again? Hello? Jeff? Well, we're having all kind of problems here today on WGH Talk. Do you have me on mute? Can't hear you. I know you're there. Oh, I lost you, huh? So somehow I lost you, right?
Yeah, well, I was playing with the volume thing on there, and it just didn't gonna help anything, so I'll just leave it where it is.
Okay, is it any somewhat better? I mean, I have everything up to the tilt. Can't turn it up any higher.
Yeah, it's a little bit better.
Well, praise God. Praise God. Alrighty then, I was just telling them about, you know, you just had a car accident, and God brought you through that. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Satan's just been on the rampage lately, so I ask people to please pray for me. He's been throwing everything at me and the kitchen sink lately. I don't know what that's all about, but it's been very, very not fun.
Of course not. Misfortune is not fun.
No, it isn't. But, you know, it seems like when you like this, you solve one problem and two more crop up, you know?
Right. Right. That's how life is.
And then when it rains, it pours.
Yes, it does. But one thing about it is it's temporary.
That's right. You know, God brings us through all these fires. When we come out the other side, we're not the same, are we?
No, we're not. Should be stronger and more wiser.
I heard a story from this lady. I forget what organization she was with. I think she was ministering to third world countries. And she was in a horrible car accident. And she ended up having to get both of her legs amputated. I said, I don't have much to complain about, do I?
No, because we never think about the person who has it worse than we do.
Yeah. So I thought, oh my gosh, I don't know if I could survive that or not.
Yeah, we, you know, we're such crybabies, and because we always have, seems like we always have it our way, like Burger King says, right?
Yeah,
and when
have it your way.
And when something little happens, like, we lose it, right?
That's right.
Compared to what we see others go through. Because, you know,
how... You know, I think quite often about how fortunate, I feel so fortunate living in America, because it's a wealthy country.
Yes.
And I've been in the Army and been to poverty-stricken countries, and believe me, I was so glad to get back. Oh, it's horrible.
Wow. And that was how many years ago?
I get out in 76.
Mm.
But, I mean, like Mexico, they're still as poor. You know.
And that's sad.
I was going to take that tour to Haiti that JC arranged.
Right.
And at the time, I just didn't have the money. But Haiti's probably, they say, is the worst, is the most poorest country in the world, you know.
Right.
But they get contributions. But that is probably the main thing, that the Antichrist is going to take control of the economies. And that's the one thing that will entice people is, oh, we've got money all of a sudden, you know.
Mm-hmm. Things are better.
Yeah. Doesn't seem fair, does it?
Well, no, but I do feel fortunate and hopeful that I will be alive when Antichrist happens, and that I do have the strength from the Lord to endure.
Yeah, you want to see how you're going to act, don't you?
Yeah, and bring many more to Christ. I am just so serious about that, and I know the people who think that the rapture will happen before.
I got another call here. Hold on.
Well, while Jeff is answering a phone call, like I was saying, I would not want... I just don't know if I want to be alive to go through this and help other people come to Christ during this most terrible time that the Bible talks about. The last 3.5 years is supposed to be the fiercest. I don't know if the church is going to be here during the first 3.5 years and then raptured up. And I think that's what it's going to be. I think the very most part, worst part, we will not be here. But the onslaught and all that's going on, I think we will know who he is. And it will be like a mild thing that's going on. But when it really gets bad, I think that's when we will be raptured out of here, which is considered the church, the people who believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and who are patiently waiting for him to return, you know, because of the things that's going on in the earth today that man has no control over. Man can't stop. But, you know, we do have choices in our lives. We do have choices. And people can say, well, I don't have a choice. Okay, but you do. Whether you like the choice you have to make, or you stay where you are because you don't want to make that choice over there. Maybe you're afraid to make that choice over there. But there is a choice. Why? Because there is good and evil. There is left and right. There is right and wrong. Right? There's black and white. Night and day. There are choices. So, and here we are living in this time that the Bible talks about. You know, you're working all day just to have enough money to buy enough meal to last you for a week. And that's just to make bread. If you're just buying meal or flour, you're just making bread. That's not even talking about the butter that goes with it or the syrup that goes with it. Well, right now, syrup seems to be kind of cheap, but still, the syrup, the butter, the milk, all those things, they add up. And like I was saying at Kroger's yesterday, a loaf of bread, $4.99. $4.99 for a loaf of bread? Or rolls, you know, or hot dog buns, hamburger buns.
Wow. I'm back.
Oh, great, 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 great. I was just talking about how things are going right now in the end of the world and how it talks about, you know, men will work all these atrocious hours, just enough money to buy a meal. You know, like meal, like flour, like you make bread and things like that, you know?
Yeah.
And this is where we
probably have to go back to the primitive way of making stuff from scratch.
And a lot of people are turning back that way. You find more people with gardens now. They're growing their own fruit, their own vegetables, their canning and things like that, which is things that my mother did when I was a little girl. So they're really going back there like 60 years, right?
Well, I've talked to several Christians who believe that we should plow up the ground and start becoming more independent. Because, you know, and generate our own electricity and food and everything. I'm not sure it'll do any good, but it's worth a try.
Yeah, it is worth a try. At least gardening, you have your own food. If you can
cook. Yeah, it sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Green onions and tomatoes.
Yes, green beans.
Ooh, I love tomatoes right out of the garden.
I do too. The best.
Aren't they good?
Yes, they are. The best. We're just in this day and time, Jeff, that, and I was saying to the audience when you took your break that, I don't know if I'll be here when Antichrist comes or not, because, you know, it talks about 7 years, but the first 3.5 years is not supposed to be as bad as the last 3.5 years. That's when it's supposed to get atrocious. So I believe that we will know who he is. And my thing about the rapture is, it's possible that we could be raptured before the last 3.5 years. What about you? Where are you at on that?
Well, you know, it's always a possibility. What I say is that the pre-tribulation rapture is only a theory, because it's based on scripture that's flimsy.
Oh.
You know.
So there's a mystery there.
But I wish I could remember how he did it. Rex Goyer.
Mm-hmm.
He had a way of showing how the rapture could be because of different scriptures that he brought up, and I thought the way he did it was just so ingenious. I'm gonna have to have him tell me that again sometime.
Is he on YouTube or someone you know personally?
He's just a guy I know from motorcycling.
Oh, really?
At church. Yeah, he's got cancer of the liver.
Sorry about that.
But he's a really cool guy. We've gone out there. I don't know. Did you ever go out to his house for picnics?
The name doesn't ring a bell.
We'll go out there and have a big fire and cook up some hamburgers and hot dogs sometimes. But Connie, who is been in charge of Young at Heart. I don't think she's even going to have Young at Heart anymore. Doesn't seem like it.
It's a lot of work.
Yes, it is.
She's done a phenomenal job.
Well, she tries to do too much, I think. But
well, it's hard when you don't have anyone else to help you.
Yeah, somebody to help.
Yeah, that's the hard part. You can take on a task or a job or, you know, to bring people together, but it's usually just you.
Yeah, nobody wants to help.
Right. And it's not fair.
That's bad.
Yes, it is. And you can only do so much for so long.
Yeah, that's true. And she said that, you know, that the number of people that were attending the thing kept dwindling.
Right.
So, I don't know. I sure enjoyed it, though. That was one activity that I thoroughly enjoyed was Young at Heart.
Yes, I did, too. The few times I was able to be a part of it, yes. And the Thanksgiving, and yes, it was all nice.
Yes. Connie's a good girl.
Oh, yeah, she is.
She does a lot of good things.
Mm-hmm. So, are you still going to VITM?
Off and on.
Off and on? Well, good.
Yeah.
Stay connected.
The illness has got the best of me sometimes, you know.
Right. And you don't have to really go up the steps to get in, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. I have to wait till I get some transportation again.
Right. And they do have wheelchairs where they can come out and get you as well.
Yeah, that's true. I have a wheelchair. But they're pretty hard. It's hard to get them uphill.
Yes. Yes, they have people waiting right there at the door to usher you in. So that's a good thing about VITM. That was very smart.
I usually use my walker.
That's good.
I got a walker and a cane and a wheelchair.
Okay. So you're still getting around. Praise God for that.
Yeah, barely, but I am.
So under this climate that we are in, Jeff Porter, being the author of Expressions of the Last Days, what else do you want to share with the people that is in the scriptures?
Well, you know, God sends judgment, and God fiery judgment because of people's attitudes, their sins. You know, but more than that, you know, the Lord has to bring this world to an end at some time or other, you know, and therefore bring it under judgment. And if you'll notice, like, for instance, with Sodom and Gomorrah and stuff, he starts handing them more rope to hang themselves, is what happens. If you'll notice in Malachi, for instance, it talks about how knowledge would increase. Look how much technology and space travel and all this stuff that's happening right now. Look how much has happened with the knowledge has increased in the world, you know.
Yes, we hold
and
computers.
And medical knowledge, too.
Yeah, we hold computers in our hands now.
Yeah. Would you have ever thought that computers could be placed in your house?
No.
Like this and be able to use them for stuff?
No, what about in your hand? Your phone is a computer.
I know.
Isn't that something? Right in your hands.
I think cell phones need to make some improvements, but they're here.
If you know how to operate them.
Yeah.
Someone told me there's nothing your phone can't do that your computer can do. It's just another computer.
Yeah. It communicates.
Uh-huh.
So, we're not surprised by anything that technology comes up with anymore.
No.
You know.
Wow.
So that is a big sign, you know, the increase in knowledge. And evil men waxing worse and worse. and having a new technology to enhance their evil works. I mean, look at all the stuff they do now. They hack into computers and steal people's money and IDs and stuff, and they use all kinds of electronics for all kinds of stuff.
Right. They do.
Certainly not just being used for good stuff.
True. And it's kind of sad, too. But we're moving right along. According to the Bible, according to the Word, we're moving right along.
What do you mean?
Things are not going to stay the same. Things are going to get worse and worse. Like you said, things like knowledge will increase. It's going to get, people are going to get more smarter. And you know, a lot of time that has to do with, like we're talking about, the workforce out there. Most of these young kids, they work with their hands on their computers, which are their laptops or their cell phones, and they're geniuses at it. But when it comes, to using your hands, that's a different type of craft.
That's right.
That's different.
I agree.
When you have to get out there and use your hands, make coffee, make hamburgers, or you know, go to a factory and make washers and dryers, and you know, plug wires in and shoot screws, and those are a learned craft, and they're not easy either.
Yeah.
Not easy. So when I'm at home, when they are at home on their laptops or on their computers or on their video games, that's a different type of craft for them.
Do you ever take note of how many people you see messing around with cell phones, like when you go to Walmart and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Even driving in the cars, even though, you know, no matter, they've tried to make it a law that you can't be on your cell phones. That's all you see.
Yeah. Either they're talking on it or they're texting on it.
Right, or looking down instead of looking up where they're going in their cars. I see
that too. I was walking into Walmart one time, and this guy, he was walking straight towards me. I had no idea where he was. So I just stood there. I wanted to see if he's going to run into me. Sure enough, he ran straight into me.
Wow.
Then he never even looked up hardly.
Hmm.
So mesmerized by that cell phone.
Yeah.
I've never found anything on there that interesting.
Well, you probably don't get on a lot of websites. Do you get your news feed on there? I get my news feed. It loads every minute, every 5 minutes. I have a whole list of news feed in United States, outside of United States. Do you have that on your cell phone?
What is it?
Your news feed.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, so there's a lot of
things. Oh, you mean those little tabs that come up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get those.
Yeah. And you can go right on the site, and there's a whole lot of it on there. So you got that going on. A lot of people have Twitter. They have friends on there, and they're seeing what they're saying, and then people are on YouTube, and they have followers, and they're checking on that. And so there's so much to do on a cell phone. It can absolutely occupy half your day if you allow it to.
I don't think I want to allow it.
Most of the night when you're in bed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to put mine down. Yeah, because I can watch movies on my... You can watch movies on your cell phones. You know that.
Yeah, I found that out. I don't think they've ever done that before.
Oh yeah, I watch movies on there when I should, and I should be trying to sleep. So
what kind of movies do you watch?
All kinds. Christmas movies, comedies, you know, drama. Science fiction. I like movies.
Yeah, so do I.
And you can get those movie sites for free, like Pluto, Tubi, all those are free. And they have like thousands of movies you can choose from. So pray for me that I put my phone down when it's time to go to bed. And I can sleep.
Yeah, it can. Oh man, that cell phone, apparently it can become a real addiction.
Yes, it can.
Really bad one. I remember this lady talking about that on a talk show, how families have become absolutely disoriented from each other.
Yeah.
And she said when they go in, they realize they get a major problem and they get to her for counseling, they have to leave their cell phones outside of the room. And, oh, man, they don't like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good thing. I'll try that. I'll take it outside the room.
Well, she said that, you know, when she has this playtime when the kids come over, and I guess she's got a pool, so a lot of kids like to come over to her house. And she insists that they put their cell phones up on this shelf.
Right.
You know, she's got a shelf there, and she puts their name on there so they don't lose it, so they don't lose the cell phone. But they're not allowed to play with the cell phone when they're out there playing in the pool. So they, she said that, you know what, they don't even miss it after a while. At first they protest, and then later on they're like, oh, who cares? And we're having such a good time playing in the pool. Still there, Linda?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
You hear me?
I have to do that because this phone's been cutting out on me.
I'm still here.
Okay, great.
Yes, I'm still here.
So, marriage is treating you just fine, huh?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, married, what, 2 months today?
Was that that gentleman I met that was going out that day and got in the van?
Yes.
Remember, that was him?
Yes. I think.
So is he still working? Is he retired? Or?
He's retired. We're both retired.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, so everything's going well.
Good. Hope it stays that way.
I do too. 2 months in. Time goes fast.
Man. Already, huh?
Already.
Well, you know, people, that's another thing. And we're talking about marriage there, and people think it's okay to live together.
Right.
They think sex outside of marriage is just fine, no problem at all. No such thing as sin with that. You say that that's a sin, they just laugh at you.
I know, because it's so acceptable now.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's about, you know, it's not, no matter how society has framed it, it's still not the will of God. The will of God is for you to wait until you are married, espoused to one another.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people can't wait for that, and that's their individual choice. But like we was talking earlier, we all have choices. You can wait, or you can wait till you find someone who doesn't mind waiting along with you. That's where the victory is. When you find a person who values what you value, you're in the right place.
Yeah, that's true.
You're in the right place.
Very, very true.
And I ended up in the right place. Because, you know, and I believe the Lord brought us together because we value the same things. And that's the only way marriage can work. You can have differences here and there, but not about the most important things.
So where did you meet this guy?
At church.
Really?
Yes. At church. What better place to meet a person, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's very, very true.
Right.
I'm going to try to start going back on a regular basis again here.
Yes. That's good. You need it. We need the Word of God. We do. We need to fellowship.
Well, I need to fellowship. I mean, I'm too isolated.
Yeah. we need to fellowship. We all do. Yeah. And I think that's why I have been in church all my life. Because of the fellowship. And not only that is when the body of Christ comes together, I mean, there should be harmony. And there should be growth and empowerment from one another. And to be encouraged to continue to fight the good fight of faith. We should get that. You know, and the wisdom that should be coming from the pastor, downloaded from the Lord to the congregation.
A lot of times anymore, the pastors, they compromise the gospel, make people happy.
Well, if they knew like I knew, they'd understand you can't make people happy. Right?
That's true.
And not only that, that's not what God has called them to do. He said, preach if they like it, preach if they don't like it.
Yeah, you just preach the truth.
Preach the word.
Let the truth do its thing, you
that's
know.
That's right. Preach the word. Ain't about no, well, Johnny doesn't like it. If I preach this, he'll lead a church. He'll take all his money with him. God says.
Yeah, that's a big problem, isn't it?
But God says all the gold and silver is his. It's all mine.
This one guy, I don't know what happened to him. I can't really say, but he was a rich farmer. And all of a sudden, he just got up and left. So I don't know what that was about. You know, but JC, I'll say one thing about him. He won't compromise the gospel. Not because of popularity or money or anything.
That's good.
One really good thing about him.
That is so good, because it is not to be compromised. You will pay dearly for that.
Oh, yeah.
See, people think, okay, it's all about being alive on the earth today. But this is not the end of life. When your life ends here, your eyes open up somewhere else. Right? And eventually, there will be a judgment of your good deeds and your bad deeds. We're all going to be at the seat of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is our judge. And we all will be judged one day.
Yeah, it's kind of scary, isn't it?
Yes. It said all your works will be burned by fire. All the dross. Huh?
Gonna test it to see if it's gonna burn up.
Right.
Like hay and stubble.
Right. And some of it will. Some of it will. Because some of it wasn't worthy to stand before Christ.
Isn't well, that's it? Why I wonder about people who are always busy in the church doing this and doing that and doing this and doing that, getting involved in all these programs. And God may not have called them to that at all.
Yes, you're right.
You know, if it's unauthorized, then it's worthless as far as God's concerned.
Right.
So, I don't know if they're just filling in time or trying to impress somebody or what, you know.
That, too. That, too. If not somebody else or themselves, you know, that happens. But we can't be in this for ourselves, Jeff.
Well, that's true, too.
It's supposed to be for Christ I live and for Christ I die, right?
Yeah, but if you're doing what God calls you to do, you can really enjoy it.
Yes.
You know, but if he hasn't called you to it, it's a mess.
Absolutely. It is a mess. But don't you think we should know when to stop a thing when we realize God did not ask us to do certain things? Shouldn't we take the time to ask Him in prayer what He desires of us?
Yeah, I remember one time I volunteered to pick up this guy and bring him to church, you know. He was kind of a crippled guy.
Right.
Didn't communicate too good. And, oh my gosh, the Lord let me know, I don't want you doing that.
Really?
You know. It was awful.
Really?
But I'm glad He showed me.
Yes. Absolutely. We want to be in the will of the Lord. No matter what it is. Or who it is, right?
That's right.
We want to be in God's will. Well, we've really talked about some very important things today, and I'm glad that we were able to catch up with you and you to catch up with us and to share some things, you know, over the air that's on your heart, and just knowing and alerting people that, you know, things are not going to get any better. We are in the end days, the end time days. Of course.
Well,
go ahead.
I'll talk to you later, Linda. I got another call.
All right, Jeff. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
Till next time. I've enjoyed it.
I have too. Till next time, be blessed. That was Jeff Porter, my friend. He really had a lot to share with us about the end times. He's done two shows with us today. Lord bless him and keep him and smile on him. Keep him in good health, oh God. Make a way for Jeff and for those who are listening who may be dealing with health problems. I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of you, from the top of your heads to the soles of your feet to the most intricate parts of your body. May the Lord bless and keep you, smile on you, heal you, deliver you from sickness and disease and from the power of the enemy. See, he has a way of coming to invade our days and make us hurt our bodies and make us think sometimes that we're losing our minds. But right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we ask you to bind that devil, bind him hand and foot, and take him away. Cast him into outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. He has no right to touch your people, the people of God, who lean on you, depend on you, and rely upon you for their daily bread, for the healing of their bodies, for having a sound mind. We are depending upon you, Lord Jesus. And I am praying for anyone who is hurting right now, whether it be migraine headaches, whether it be arthritis in your joints, whether it be kidney problems. I ask the Lord God right now to touch those kidney problems, to heal people of kidney problems, Lord God. Maybe someone is getting ready to pass a kidney stone, Lord God. Lord, you crush that stone. You crush that stone, Lord God, wherever it is. It may even be trapped at this very moment. Crush that stone, Lord God. Only you know how to do those type of things. Ease that pain. Set them free of that affliction in the name of Jesus Christ. And lately I've heard of a lot of people having liver problems. Liver problems. It was a thing that you would hear every now and then, but these things seem to be quite frequent anymore. Lord, I just ask you, I don't know how the liver filters out the things that we eat or whatever comes through our bodies, but Lord God, we're asking you to, instead of kidney transplants, we're asking you to renew kidneys. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, renew kidneys. Someone is in line for a new kidney, and they're just waiting on a new kidney. But Lord, you know who that person is. You know where that new kidney is, or you can give them a new kidney. Even when you walk the earth, you made all things new. And we know that you can make new things new. And we're asking you to give that person a new kidney and those who are suffering. We also lift up the bereaved families in our neighborhood. The Twine family. Jackie Twine lost her mother. Brenda Dyer, Nuezo. She lost her mother, Sophie. We lift up those families and also the Harris family who lost Hattie Harris a few weeks ago. We lift up those families right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. These are families who are pillars in our community, the Marion community. We lift up those families. Lord God, we ask you to bless those families. We ask you to keep those families. We ask you to meet those families at the point of their needs. Lord, give them comfort, give them peace during these times of bereavements, and let them know that you are there for them, no matter who and no matter what. They can depend upon you because you are God, and beside you there is no other God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just plead your blessings right now over this place, over WGH Talk. Lord, do what you will. Where this radio station is concerned, we are at your beck and call. Help us, lead us, guide us, show us how to be the best that we can be right here for you and for our community and for those who support us. Thanking you so much for listening to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. Thanking Jeff Porter, my guest today, the first hour and the second hour. Asking God to continue to keep him healthy and on his feet. And those of you who need to be on your feet, that he will lift you up and give you the movement of your limbs. Thanking you with all my love, Linda Sims, the voice of a people, right here on WGH Talk. Till next time, my people, be blessed. Thank you.
This is WWGH Radio.